Okay. This is Parasha, many, many mitzvahs. One of them is the mitzvah of Ish Ima Yvav Tiro, Vesham Soysai Tishmayru Ani Hashem. Allocation. The connection between Shabbos and Kibravei is also in the way. So, Iker. Iker, the Chazak, the Chinuch, Mitzvah Lira, the Alvois, Kloima. It's interesting the way he's Magdir. She is Snag Adam in Imai Vavav and Hagash Adam Noig, Shadam Noig Mishir Menu. Not Imamish have to be scared of them. We have to be Noig Han Haga, Kili is scared of them. Unless, you know, your father beats you, then usually not like scare your father. But the Han Haga has to be Han Haga of Europe. Shnem Yishuv Dor Dor Losh Zefra Eze Meir Liyeshem Kaimai Vidav Mkaimai Leisai says Devara. You know, it's in this place. You know, talk in front of him, and you can't argue.
If you better be scared, and the whole thing you keep it over in, you're not really doing it outside. Keep it over in because you're scared of him.
I understand. Mechinuch says you have to be noyed Hanhog of Yira. That's exactly my point. It's not saying that you have to really be scared. It's been a hog of year. What's your problem?
What do you mean, a hog of year?
That, I'll sit in this place, and I'll be safe tomorrow. Some of you are scared of. You're not going to sit in this place, yeah?
Right.
So, yeah, that hog of year has been a hog of year. Look at the Bible. Dina mitzvahs. I hate when my raw abeim. I think actually Gemara's lotion is, I hate when keep an abeim, if I'm mistaken. Yeah, I feel he cool the yark of the fun of even if the father hits you and spits at you, still, yeah, you can't say anything. Still, Chazal say that you shouldn't hit Benoy Gadol because you'll be Ariel from the Iber. Because maybe if you hit him, he might say something. You're Ariel from the Iber. So a few things I want to talk about today. One of them is Lagabe. And the father is a Baal Aveira. Yeah? Is a Rechiv of Kibud Av V'Aim. Zag Chinuch. Hamamzer chai b'chol ha'avos u'mayra. Yeah? So if he's a mamzer, that means, in most cases, that means his father was over in Isser. He was born b'Isser, with an Arab. Yeah? That's why he's a mamzer. Still the chiv kibud av v'aim for the father. Even though, if he hits his father and he kills his father, he's potter from Misa. That's what the chinuch says. The Tur says, it's also Shita and Rambam, that even if the father's a Rasha, there's still a chiv kibud, but you potter from hitting him, or if you curse him. You potter nachai v'noish, but still the chiv kibud. Rambam says, says the Rambam, Ubal Averis, Mechabdai, Umisyar Vimen. Chiv of Kibbutz and Myra, even if I was a Rasha. The Torah says that if he's a Rasha, he's not Mechoyev, Mechabdai. It means a Raya. It means a Raya from Gemara. Gemara says, and Nicham Avim Parag Gezula. Let's say the father stole something, and he stole a cow, right? Everyone knows he stole a cow. So it's still, he says, the chiyah, the Gemara says, and then the father died. The children have to give it back, out cover. Yeah? In fact, the Gemara, it's not oisam, oisam, amcha. Halacha is, that by this concept of oisa maisa amcha, that's what it says by klala. The nasi ba'amcha loisar, you can't curse the nasi ba'amcha, meaning that he's ba'amcha, he's in your nation, meaning he's oisa maisa amcha, he's doing what this nation does, meaning he keeps that, he's not an avarian. Only then I chai for cursing someone. So the Gemara asks Akasha, what am I kibud av v'aim? Why? Because you give back the gazela, it's covered her father. This cow was running around and it was not giving back it's and Gemara says my ribbis, yeah, it's not covered. He's an avarian. He stole, right? It's not called aysa ma'aseh amchav. He's stealing. That's not a very Jewish thing to do, right? So, and the Gemara. And for the Gemara that's talking about Shasa Tshuva, he did Tshuva. He's okay. He did Tshuva. So if he did Tshuva, so why don't you get back the cow? If he did Tshuva, very nice, he did Tshuva. You know, Chatos, obviously. But if you didn't give back the gazelle, then there's no Tshuva. So he said, the Gemara says, no, Tumah, he died before he had a chance. Okay? But state in the Gemara that there's no chiyuv kavod for a father if he's not aseh ma'aseh amcha. So how could the Rambam say, the Rambam and the Tor, how could the Rambam and the Chinuch say that the Rambam says that he could listen to the father even though he's in a avarian?
What about Yira?
What?
He's a davar kavod. What about Yira?
The Rambam said both.
No, he had
the Tor. What? Fill Yehovah Rosh Balveir, Mechabdu Mishyari Menu.
No, in the Tor says, Kivin Shri Rosh, Inochai Bechot.
Where? Loshen Atur, yeah. So you want to know the tour? The tour is what is the tour hold by Yira? Is he arguing just by Kav, not by Yira? I would assume that it's Lav Dafka. I would assume he's arguing on both. It's just way, you know, in Achayev and Kavah, but I don't think he means to be saying Dafka and not Yira.
Everything we're saying about a father would also apply to a mother.
Yeah, same thing. Kibbutz Avim is all the same thing. Now, so Radvaz brings a mock-up in Rambam. The Gemara says, let's say, Haresh HaYa'aviv Oiv Rav Divrei Torah. See, Father's being Oiv and Avera. Al Yayim Eloi Abba Avar Divrei Torah. Yeah, hello. It's a Shulchan Aruch like that. You're giving over an answer. Tati, what are you doing? Elohim Eloi Abba Kachas B'Torah. You don't say, Tati, you're doing something against the Torah. You tell him in a nice way. You tell him, what's that? This didn't Shulchan Aruch. You just allude to it. You don't tell him straight up, you're giving over the Torah. You just tell him the Allah. Be more subtle. I'll just call it. So, Gemara Zakasha, Gemara says, Kachas B'Torah Tzuru Kam Mitzhar Elei. Eloi, Eloi, Abba, Mikra, Kasa, B'Torah, Kach. Okay. Kisses. Gemara says, we're talking about Hindu Tshuva yet, right? He's been over in the bear. Yeah, he wanted to mechiach the father. Yeah? So you have to do it in a subtle way, right? We're talking about a guy who's over in the bear. He'd be mechiach him, right? So he was over in the bear. And still the Gemara says, you have to do it in a subtle way because it's a chiyuv kavod. Says Rabbaz, you see that there's a chiyuv kavod even though something in the bear. the Torah's Kasha, the Rambam, from in the case of, well, see, the Torah got to change it to Gzela, or we had those Girsa. We have the Girsa in tomorrow's Ribbis, partial Ribbis. The father loaned money the Ribbis, and he got the cow for Ribbis, and that's what he's talking about. So you have to get back out of the Torah's Kasha, no, see, man, play so, or buy some ice amcha. The Torah says, it's just a tshuva. So Mary Lo Chayra, it's a stira. In other words, again, so the Rabban said, "Have Rav Yimaron Kedushin Gabi Techacha." You know, he's over the very yet to be mechabelin. But either he's the Torah brings a Rav from the Gemara in Baba Kam Lagabe the Para. They not mechabelin him. So he says that he wants a difference between Shoyig and Mezid. That case of Techacha is b'Shoyig. Yeah, the Gemara Kedushin, he did it b'Shoyig. So therefore, he's not an Avarian. Therefore, he's still a chiyuv kavod. Yeah, Shankain through the Gersteer in the Gemaras. The Gemara in the Babayim Obakama says you have to give back a cow, right? But the Gemara wouldn't have been an Avi Zayv and a Bayer, only be the Tshuva. The Gemara in Kedushin says you have to be careful how you give Musar. Says Radbaz, the Chayyim can answer. Here's B'Shaygig, here's B'Mezid. B'Mezid, you're not mechabed him. B'Shaygig, you do. Basically, we can't say the Rambam because Rambam is the Feirish, not Mechalim. He says that Baal Beiris, right? Rambam says even Mezid, Yimuchik the Mechabim. Rosho Baal Beiris. That doesn't sound like Shaggy to me. Yeah, you don't call a guy that's over a very Shaggy, you don't call him a Rosho Baal Beiris, right? Says the Radbaz that The difference is, because he says an interesting svara. And then the guy died, right? The father died. The case of the Baba Kama. He left over a para for the kid. He died. So now, in that case, so there the Gemara says, but he's not a Meis Amcha, because there, once you're dead, you can't do tshuva. Chaperon Rebbe said, yeah? Once you're dead, you can't do tshuva. So Meila there, he's stuck. Mashenke, when he's alive. In the case in Kedushin, where he's still alive. There, since he could still do tshuva, therefore it's a chiv to the Mechaber. So again, Rambam says, if he's Mechaber, the father, even though he's a Balavera, that's talking about Mechaim. When he's still alive, since he could do tshuva, and if he will do tshuva, then I'm afraid he wasn't even a tshuva Mechaber Mefreya. So Meila, that's why you have to Mechaber. Maybe he'll do tshuva. Shaking once he's dead, he ain't doing tshuva. Oh. So
you know right now he didn't do tshuva.
So Chai Shikapella, it's very, very Mechadish. Because right now he's in a variant. So who cares? Right? When the Gemara Kedushin talks about Makasha Isha, I'm not Shani Tzadik. The Gemara says, you have Chai Shikapella, why? Shema Hira Tshuva Belibai. Maybe B'shas Kedushin, he was Mahar B'tshuva. Therefore, the guy's not Mashi Tzadik, maybe it's Tzadik, because maybe right now he's Mahar B'tshuva. Right? But we don't say that, oh, you have to Chayish Kedushin, because maybe in 20 years from now I'll do Tshuva, and then Mafrei, he was a Tzadik. That you don't say. Right? Elamai, right now, he's in a barrier, and this doesn't help. Oh, so I was thinking maybe a different svar, to Mechal between Mechaim Lachamisa. Why, you know, the Rambam says, he mechuyit to mechaber a father who's a Rasha, but Lachamisa, the Gemara says, no, that you don't give return to the para unless the guy did tshuva. Oh, so something like this. Because there's a Rukhveger, a very serious Rukhveger, and tshuva is in the Samach Tess. He has a stira. In other words, the guy, the chiv to mechaber a parent, Lachamisa. The Chayr is a stira. On one hand, the Gemara says, the Gemara Ksubis discusses that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, before he died, he called his kids in, he told them that they should make sure to mechabit their mother. Yeah? Gemara Ksubis is Chayr. It says, Ishi Mevav Tiro. Yeah? Habis Mechazinacha. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, on his deathbed, that's when he has to tell his kids to mechabit their mother. Gemara Ksubis is talking about Eishazah. It was second marriage, with stepmother. And that's why he was telling them to make sure they mechaber. But Gemara, that's also, they're also mechayiv to do that. Because it says, Tabet es avicha, es imecha, es avicha, the rabbis, eshes, both eshes, the rabbis, eshes aviv, and baal imai. A stepmother, a stepfather, Gemara is a pasuk that they made mechayiv. So what's the Rebbeinu HaKadosh telling his kids? Oh, you have to do a pasuk in the chumash, right? Yeah. Elamai says in Gemara, that's only mechayim. Lachamisa, you're not mechayiv to be mechaber a step parent. And that the Ban explains, the Ban says mitzvahs, because the whole COVID, why is it mechayiv to mechaber a step parent? Because the COVID for the real parent, the COVID for the parent to mechaber their spouse. Yeah, so that's only mechayim. Lachamisa, they're dead. Yes, they're dead. So there's no covet for them to mechaber their spouse. Therefore, the din of Eishes Aviv is only mechayim lachamisa. Still, Rabbeinu HaKadosh told his kids, no, be mechaber your stepmother even after I die. That's the Gemara. But come on, we've seen the Gemara. There's no chiyuv kavet lachamisa. There's no chiyuv kavet for a step parent, lachamisa, because it's a kavet for the father. And that means lachamisa is no kavet. Isaac and McFager, Midach Nisa Gemara says, Mechabde Mechayim, and Mechabde lachamisa. How is that? You say, I ran him a first mishkava, I really should die instead of him, or if you want someone to do something for you, you say, do it because I'm my father's son. You know, you want that protection. So he's saying, you know, you want to show that his father was mechubadik, do it for my father. Yeah. So the Gemara says a chiyut mechaper a father even lachemisa. So make up your mind. Is it a chiyut kavel lachemisa or is not chiyut kavel lachemisa? What's your problem, Zeb?
Regardless, you have to give cover to her anyway because she's older than you. So it's regardless to whether you're saying now the father's
gone. The question is, you have to do. What does cover mean? So someone's older than me, I have to make them a cup of coffee. They want a cup of coffee because they're older than me. I can't be disrespectful, but I don't have to make them a cup of coffee. I don't have to my machil, my bishoy, all the others could keep it out there, and I'm going to do just because someone's older than me. Okay. Also, maybe she was younger than me. The second wife, who knows? So, oh, so that's Rukveger's kasha. Yeah, Zucker Rukveger Azay. Zucker Rukveger is two dinim kibbutz aveim. Okay, there's kibbutz aveim where it's where what you're doing is a nachas ruach for the parent. For example, son, listen to the father or bring him a cup of coffee. Malbishoy, you're making him feel good. That's you're giving nachas. You're making him feel good. Yeah, that's one thing. And that, lachemisa, you don't have that. The parent doesn't feel good, lachemisa, that you're, he's dead. Yeah, he doesn't, he might not even know that being mechaber is his wife. Right? Shai, whether the mason knows what's going on in this world or not. Suki brachas, yeah? But the point is, no nachas ruach, because being mechaber is his wife. That's what Gregory says. Elamai. That's why lachemis is no chiyuv, right? Oh, so what is the lachemisa? Lachemisa is something that's covered be'etzim for the father, which gives the father covered in this world that it's mechaben him in this world. Like if you say areini kaparas mishkava, we say do this for my father. So it means that you're saying that my father's a mechubadik person and do it. Because he's mechubadik, so that's giving him kavod in this world. It's not nachas ruach for him, yeah, but it's giving him kavod in this world. That's what Craig is magdir, the difference between when we say there is chiyuv kavod lachemisa and when there's no chiyuv kavod lachemisa. Oh, so I was thinking that maybe that could be a pshat over here. So in other words, maybe that's a chiyuv between by Russia and a variant. So Gabi Rasha, if it's to give Nachas Ruach, okay, so if Kasav is your father, you know he's a Rasha, so if Kasav, you have to give Nachas Ruach. You have to give Nachas Ruach. Machil, Malbishai, you have to give Nachas Ruach. Yeah? Mashen Kain, Lachem Isa, when there is just the Indian, that he should be considered Mechubadik in this world, that could be not Mechubadik for Rasha. Right? He's a Rasha. We don't want that they should have. That he should be considered put on a pedestal. He should be considered mechubad, right? So therefore, the cover that you have lachamisa, yeah, and so therefore returning the cow. So what's that? It's a bezoyin for the father. People around say, "Oh, that's the cow that Pliny stole. That's the cow that Pliny took beribis and he didn't give it back, right? That the bezoyin for the father. Okay, he's a rasha. He deserves the bezoyin. If it's also to give man yeah, and no physical or the fact that I'm listening to him, nachas ruach. Okay, so because he's a father, you have to give him an up. Because of him, you're in this world, so you have to give him an up. But when it's a shayla, it's covered, they should be mechubadik in this world, that which is what the chiyuv covers lachemisa. So that's according to Prager, that in fact he's a rasha, unless he did shuba, that the Gemara says, you know, he's a isamcha, that we're not interested. Maybe that could be that would answer the two for the Rambam. The Rambam said, "Imchuyev, the mechabit, a father, even though he's a rasha, but not lachemisa, because the chiv called from kreg lachemisa is just inyan, not nachashruach. It's inyan of him his name being mechubid or not be bezayin in this world. It could be that much we don't have even for the Rambam. That's what I was thinking. Maybe to answer." The two gemaras. Yeah. Okay, we'll skip a drop here. And just the halacha. What paragraphs now? Mechaber and the mechaber the Rambam. Halacha ma'isa. The Tzedek Shulchan Aruch. Mamzer chayy b'chvoy avu meiroi. Fill the hayav rasha b'alveira. Mechad the misra menu. As mechad mechad pasma kedarka like mechad like the Rambam. Mechad pasma the Rambam that a mamzer is chayiv in covid kibun avein and mer avein. Even a rasha b'alveiras mechuyv to mechabrim. So the Rambam yesh ayim then mechayiv mechabra of rasha elm kain also tshuva. So the Rambam big paskins. Like the tour, there's no chiv. Okay. Now, here's an interesting shayla. What does it take for the father to be considered Eino Yisim Ayis Amcha? Right? If a one-time offender, yeah? Is a one-time offender enough to make him Eino Yisim Ayis Amcha? So, it's like this. The Sefer HaMakna asks a kasha. Right, the Gemara says, "Amale Aviv, Basheli b'Shabbos." Father says, "I want a steak on Shabbos, Suda Shabbos, covered Shabbos. I want a nice, sizzling, hot steak right off the grill." Tells the son, "I want you to. You have a chiyuv kibnabein machiloi. I want a steak. Grill me a steak on Shabbos." So Gemara says, "Yochol." So the answer is the pasuk is not offered. Habes because Ishmael is robes. Eshab soyisai tishmoyu ani Hashem. Kolchem chiyam mechvaydi. If your father tells you to be mechal Shabbos, you're not mechuyk to listen. Yeah, because we have a drasha. Only because the drasha ani Hashem kolchem mechvaydi. In fact, the Masayim Ramak typically is ain ayis amayis amcha. Typically, if you hold it, you're not mechuyk to mechabed. Father's a Rasha, going to the Torah, going to Ramah. So typically, then he's Eino Yisim Ayis Amcha. He tells you to Mechal Shabbos, Mechal is Eino Yisim Ayis Amcha. So that itself should be a reason why not Mechal to listen to him.
Before he asked the question, he wasn't at that stage. Before he asked
when he asks you right now, he already asked, he asks you right now, go be Mechal Shabbos and grill me a steak.
He asked you
to what?
He asked you to
Do you want to know what this was the by asking you by telling you to do it?
Or
maybe a favor. Okay, something a favor, probably. Yeah, a favor.
Why would it be a favor if you asked him
what
to say? And if we had asked him
what
to say, to be mechaber your father,
so?
And you'd have to do that say without the drasha, right?
Okay. What? So it says it's not an isser.
It's not an isser.
No. Okay. Say. Excellent point. Here's one. Many times, the Sefer Matna has the kasha. Okay? And we'll see later, it's not the Sefer Matna, the Chizkuni al Taira also has the kasha. Rishayim has the kasha. The Balatayis says Chizkuni also has the kasha. But it's true. What you're saying is good. We'll get it. It's a good point. Now, says the Pesachei Tshuva, yeah? That's not the Leis Amais Amcha, a one time deal. Sefer Matna asks, I think, what are you passing for? It's Leis Amais Amcha, it's up the Pesachei Tshuva. It's not a problem. Why? Because we did it just once. And what is Yishtel Su? Yishtel Su, Taisvis, in Chulin. Who's Evi? Who's Taisvis in Chulin?
Yidalit.
Evi Chul Yidalit. Shaykh B'Shabbos, what's it then, Nusha says? Shchitasek Sheira. Right? Like Taisvis, Mchal Shabbos is a mummer. The mumma chater kula is like a guy. If tasa is psula, it means a chazara. Tasa is psula. Taisa says that right? At one time you don't become a mumma. At one time you don't become a mumma. So if in that shkita itself you're not a mumma. Yeah. There are other truths in it. After this, we're not go through the whole raid of this. Rambam says, "Well, get a shaykh base." Yeah, Rambam. Yeah, about the Rambam. What? Pershut Shnayis. What?
Obviously,
right? The Rambam says that the Mishnah of Shaygur, the Chaim, is the stock of the Basel. Oh, Mishnah. Yeah, right? Rambam, no. Top. Akbam is saying, Samayla, look at this Cheshuva. Samayla, since maybe it's a one time offender, it's the first time. That's why it's not a problem. The whole problem is that that's any Hashem, if you don't grill your father's thing. So Maisa, Emerson, the Chizkuni, this was Parasha, he already asked the Kasha. Sef Chizkuni is printed so from Balei Taisus. He asked the Kasha. And he says, first explains what he says, Kamis Avichas Himecha, the hekesh between Kibra Ve'eim and Kfoir and Bakon. It says, Kabbalah Zavicha Vesimecha. It also says, Kabbalah Hashem Mahaincha. Right? So therefore, that's why there was a Havmina. Even though Shabbos is a Seva Laisase, and that's a Dech Laisase. That's why there was a Havmina. The Father tells you to Bimchal Shabbos, grill a mistake. There was a Havmina. You put the Father, even though NSA Dech Laisase. What?
Is it
a
what?
What? You mean?
Yeah.
That also. So the Gemara says, "What happened? It was hukish kvarit kvarit makom, and therefore you should be doing chamash mula." No, says the Chizkuni, "Madayin yiksha." Says the Nasi ba'amcha isar, ba'is amayze amcha. Of amalai lechal Shabbos, ain't a chay lechabda. The same amount of kashna kvar kadmuhu. In the Chizkuni. Yesh Loima. Listen to this. The Mairi B'Shvus D'Rabbanon the Osik Kibar HaVe'ein D'Raisa V'Doch Yishvus D'Rabbanon. Yeah, the Pasuk is talking the Mi Hashem Gluchem L'Charidi. It's no one who tells you B'Yayim Nis D'Rabbanon. Far tells you B'Yayim Nis D'Rabbanon. V'Meila D'Raisa V'Doch D'Rabbanon. K'mash Malon. Now, the Chayra, it comes out from him, that if the Father told you, this is the rice, the grill steak, which is the rice, yeah? He didn't tell you to do the mukzah. He told you the grill steak, which is the rice, yeah? So then anyway, you could listen to him, yeah? So now, the Chayra, here you have Yosef Steiner. Because what is Chizkuni saying? That by Rabbanon, since it's a Dechalaisa say, therefore it's not a part of not being Isa Mezamcha. Because if he tells you to do it, and you're Mechuri to do it, right? So he's not telling you to do an Avera, he's telling you to do a mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is Daichas, it's not an Avera, right? So M.K., Frank Yosef, so why don't we say the same thing when he tells you to grill the steak? When he tells you to grill the steak, it should be the same thing. Because as the Chizkuni himself said, since it says Kabbas Avicha, Kabbas Hashem Moincha, so the Havamina that same kibud is Daicha, that same license of Shabbos, and the license of Kars of Shabbos, right? Because kibud is very kosher. No. Kamash for the Pasuk, no. I mean, in the Havamina Pasuk, it's Daicha. So what's the difference if it's the Raisa versus the Rabbanon that it's Daicha? And then we say, it's called Eisem Eis Amcha. You're not telling you to do an Avera, because I say that Eisem say. Say that Eisem is not an Avera. So too, because I say that in Rabbanah, the Raisa of Rabbanah. No. So, and if it's the Raisa telling you to be Iver, why did the Gemara say that the Havamina, they didn't require you to listen to him? So be right that the Havamina is that the say of Kibbutz is strong and it's Doich Emo Eisem Eisem say. The say of Kibbutz is strong and it's Doich Eisem Eisem. So Mike, the Bimai that it's Daicha, Mike he's not telling you to do an Avera. So why is it making a kippah that's Rabban? What's the difference between Rabban and the Raisa? Either way, it's a half minute should be Daicha. And therefore, and the Chizkuni says you're smart, right? He says that if it's mutter for him to do it, then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The fact that if I tell you to do it, you're mechuyev to do it, so that makes it, I'm not an Avarian. That's the only Avarian I'm telling you to do an Avera. I'm not telling you to do an Avera. We don't look at it objectively, I'm not telling you to do an Avera. If after my tzibah it's not an Avera anymore, it's also called that I didn't tell you an Avera. So they even have the ice level. I have no idea that the thing, Chizkuni is very shvet.
Would it still be usher because of like a mirror and a lot of Achri? Would it still be usher with your bottom? No. To tell, I mean, I know for not for someone who isn't a chayev, it's usher to tell him using the usher for you.
That's what, but that here's what the though.
Here's it's mutter for him, but it's up to you.
But same, it's mutter for him. You're going to make your own gezerah that you come to it yourself.
First
of all, Amir Yisrael might not be Merely, you know, there's no passion is only within the Middle East. On and off. Also, you have it by if Yom Kippur Shabbat, he wasn't. Gets it. Raised that was valid over there. So anyway, gets it. That's the Chizkuni. What there is to ask the Chizkuni. The Maisa, the Paradis Yosef over here, asks on the Chizkuni the Gemara. Again, Chizkuni Chizkuni, he makes a kid, the whole thing is learned up, it's doing with the left way Rabbana. He said, the first fish more, not like that. The Gemara in that hay, Yivomit, says, Yachel, keep it up, aim. Is Decha Shabbos by Mechamer. The Gemara there is trying to figure out what's the Pasuk talking about. Because the Enes Yachel is going to say, well, let's just Makaris. The Gemara handles that problem. The Gemara says, no, we're talking about Lav the Mechamer. Where it's not cards. Where you make the main glumlacha there, let's ask glumlacha after bincha, yeah. So there, that's not cards. That's not. So therefore, that's the case. Yeah. But l'chayra, it's the raisa. So you see, beferish the Gemara. The Gemara talks about. The Havamina, that Kibra Beim is Neicha Shabbos in the case of a lav deraisa. You see that the Havamina was even by deraisa, right? He wants to say, no, it's only Rabbana, it's all the way a problem that he's an Avarian. Yeah, and now he's a Meis Amcha. So, it's very strong kind also. Now, then the Parashah also discusses what's the issue. Someone asks her, what's he being over? I tell him to do what's he being over. So then he says, "Not lift the iver." That's lift the iver. So agapanim. That's the gabe oisemaisa amcha. Then chagis chamin rama ram tur, and this question of the. When do you become Maisa Mes Mamcha? Nafkamina Lagabe, that's in fact, he tells him, Gabe and Aveira, Machna's question, that itself should be the Amcha to listen. Now. Okay, so I'm going to skip for now the part about Isha. If we have time, we'll get back to it. Oh, this is a big question. What's the din, Lagabe, of a father, is a mitzava, a child, to do something which doesn't have enough? What's kibud? Machila, malvishoi, yeah? All those machnisai, meitziyai, all those are physical pleasures for the father. Yeah. So what about the father tells you to do something? Stop. The mother tells you that she's cold, so she wants you to wear a coat when you go outside. Yeah. So I'm quick. Listen. I'm quick. Listen to your father. Is a chit to listen to father when the parent doesn't have any end up. Father tells you to go to sleep. I'm going to listen. Father tells you to go to sleep. I'm going to listen. Yeah? Father tells you to go down. Ben is man. Ben is man. Down before 9 o'clock, or 10 o'clock, before 11 o'clock. Okay. Whatever it is. But the point is, the father wakes up and says, go to shul. I'm going to listen to him now. Yeah? Oh. So there's a big discussion about that. So the Sefer HaMakne, famously says that even though it's not nichlal in kibud, but it's nichlal in our pasuk of ish imelar tero. Father tells you. Do something, you don't do it, that's a chsar in Yira. It's like being Saisa Devara. So you find you're not arguing, Father. Yami Saisa Devara is here. So also, if you find Talit Yusim, you don't do it. That's a Bechin of Saisa's Devara. And, oh, and he brings a Raya, this is the part that we skip, that he says, the Gemara says, Ish, Imai Vav Tiro, Ish. Why Dafka Ish? Or by Isha? Gemara says, Ish, Sipik Biyadu Lassais, Isha, Ain Sipik Biyadu Lassais, because she's Baal Olam. Yeah? A woman, if she married, then she has her husband that she's got to answer to before her father. So Kasha is, but what's the pasuk? The pasuk in our parasha, Ish imay be'aviv what? Tiro. Not kabris avich v'esimecha. So Chayra, why is the Rishuz Baal Aleha? Why is that shter? What's Yirah? Liyeshim Kaim, what? Because she's married, therefore she has to sit in her father's place? Makesha. Yeah? Oh, so I would have said, Lula di Ramachna, that it's like, hey, let's look up the listener as Devara. Yeah? Your father, your husband's having an argument with his shver. Could happen. Yeah? And the husband wants you to take his side. Yeah? Right? Natural, right? That'd be a big fight. And the husband wants his wife, that should be on his side. He said, very good. She can't be serious with Devara. So there is the guy that we say that Rishus Baal Aleha. That's what I would have said. The Sefer Makna says, he proves from here, that Yira is also, anytime, Sam, listen to your father, is Nichlan Yira. If I tell you to do something, you don't do it. Yoyev and Ish Imav Tiro. Yeah? Yoyev and Yira. That's what the Sefer Makna says. That's what we're going to get. Rishus Baal Aleha. Your father wants to do something. Right? Even though it's not Machil Mabishoy, but wants to do something whatever. And it's a steer to what the husband wants you to do. Okay, so there, but Shayach, it's Shayach, Yira, that the Rishus Baal Aleha could shter. That's his right. So if he says, there's a chiyuv to listen to the parent, even though there's no physical enough. That's his right. Why now it's Kavitaka, only else here. The Ibn Zaraya also from the Ramah. Grab the Raya, the Shai Raya. The Ramah over there in Simon Reish Mem. It says that if the father, the son wants to marry a certain girl, and the father doesn't like the Shiloh. Shiloh says, is the son Mukhayyib listening to the father now? The Ramah says, not Mukhayyib. Yeah? So, Zap the Shaykh Makna. Smash Mudafka over here, Gabish Duchim. But some of them listen to the father. Yeah, they are mechuyev. Some say you are mechuyev. Some say mechuyev. When it comes to who to marry, they're not mechuyev. Yeah. Now, the truth of the matter is, the shtuk apella, because the mocker of the Ramah is the marik. And marik has three reasons why you're not mechuyev to listen to the father. When the father tells you who not to marry and who yes to marry. Says Murray three reasons. One reason is because the father doesn't have physical enoughness. Who you marry is not going to get them. Right? So that's the first reason is the exact opposite of what the Makna is trying to say. Makna says, Mechuyklis and Altiera, one of the reasons for the Marik, why not Mechuyklis to the father, when he tells you who to marry, is because the father doesn't have physical enoughness. It's not Malbisha, Machila. That's one reason. The second reason is, he says, because it's like the father telling you doing a veira. Why? The Gemara Kedushin says, "Aser to marry a woman until you see her." Why? Maybe you're not gonna like her. Says the marit. Same thing. If you marry a girl you don't want to marry, because your father wants you to marry her, chances are it's not gonna be so much ava v'achav shalom reis over there if you're being forced to marry her. So marry the marit he's telling you. It's like if I'd been telling you to be having a veira about Marech Kamaicha. Yeah? Second reason. The third reason is, he says, the Machaik is in the Gemara, Kibir Abaim is Mishal Ab, Mishal Ben. Right? The father tells you to make a mistake. Are you Machaik to use your own steak, your own meat? Or no? Now, you're Machaik to grill the steak for him, but he has to pay for the steak. We pass him that Michelle Av. We pass Michelle Av. Yeah? So now, pass Michelle Av. So now, says the Marib, who you should marry, that's like Michelle Ben. In other words, if I'm not mechuyev to pay money, right, from Kibbutz Avayim, so legabe marrying a girl they don't want to, that, if you hold that I'm not mechuyev to pay money, then I'm not mechuyev to give up for myself, like I'm not mechuyev to pay money for Kibbutz Avayim, then marry a girl they don't want to marry, it's like gar from that. That's Merik Shigur. Okay? Marrying a girl you don't marry is worse than paying money. Yeah? Mamchuy to pay money to keep it out of aim. The culture, Mamchuy to marry a girl they don't want to marry. Okay, you could argue, but that's Merik. Merik has to be smart. So Mela, the Mela, the Kharzpella. The Machna says, oh, you see the Ramah Pass, you know, Mamchuy to list the father who you should marry. So you see, it's Dafka Gabi married. But not Lagabe, other things you were Mukhoy, you see Mukhoy, you listen to the parent, even though it's not Machila and Malbishai, you far more tell you do something, you listen. Bechaira, it's not true. Adrabba, the Marik has three Svaras, and one of them is this Svar. They're not Mukhoy, because it's not physical enough. Akbanim, that's the Machna, the Chiddush of the Machna, that you Mukhoy, you listen to the parent. Not all it's covered, but all it's here. Now there are other rayas that has covered. Okay, Yenet Chuvas Reb Kfeger, yeah, it says that Mechayim, the Chiyuv Kibbutz Avayim is to give the father Nachas Ruach. So it's mavur in that he's talking about listening to the father. He's talking about Gabi saying Kaddish and that, but it's talking about things that aren't physical enough, and that's what he discusses that the Chiyuv Kibbutz Avayim, not only your Chiyuv Kibbutz, is to give the father Nachas Ruach. So listening to him is also Nachas Ruach. Yeah. So therefore, Craig gets more that even, at least he has a that's even kibbutz. The Maisa is a very fascinating, the very fascinating Ramban al Taira. Yeah? Ramban al Taira, which I didn't call here. Ramban al Taira. In Parashas Yisroel, yeah, the Ramban writes like this. Fascinating Ramban. In Parashas Yisroel, by Kavod Chazmecha, he draws a parallel between the covet of a parent and the covet of the Eibishter. The Komash of the Tzavayim Mekibin HaKel Shomai LeBaruch Hu Onu M'chayovim Mekibin HaVeim. He writes, like, he goes the whole Anoichel Yilcha, right? For someone to say that his father is not his father, that's also Nichlam Kibin HaVeim. Just look at this, Lo Yilcha Elhim Achem HaPanai, you know, I'll say that the Zohar is my God, yeah? So he says, you know, I'll say that This person is not my father. So Imam shows a parallel from the whole Reichel Yilcha, everything. Anyway, so the Ramban writes, according to Ramban, yeah, just like about the Mechuyit Lusna Kosh Baruch Hu, yeah, that's all Targum Mitzvahs, yeah, Mechuyit Lusna Kosh Baruch Hu. So Meila. Meila comes out partial from my emails. Comments and because they're not called, also you have a quick listen. Now, I did bring it. Anyway, so Samaza, in this this whole discussion of listening when the parent is not, when it's not it's not a physical covet, so. Remember once in many, many years ago, Shifra Rabbi Reisman, and so he was talking about this topic, and he said he has an age-old machlokes with his chavrus about this, whether machlokes to listen to things that's not covered, and he always went with the machna, that there's no chiv covered, chiv only out here. Yeah? Oh. So then he says, so what's an afkamina? He says, let's say the mother tells the child to put on a coat. Yeah. He's not interested. He thinks it's not cold. The mother's cold, so she says, I don't have to wear a coat because you're cold. Yeah. So he says, so go outside, put on the coat, go outside, and take it off. This is what he said. In front of 10,000 people, I don't know, 5,000 people were there those days, right? But now it's, you know. So he got tremendous flack for it. Yeah. I mean, most of his kids in the audience also, right? You know, right? So, you know, mother tells you something, put on a coat, put it on, walk inside and take it off, right? He got Ganon for it, yeah? Oh. So, fine. So I think my name is Chai Vidal Kitzer. But my son, Chaira, he missed the Rukfeg. Why? Because the Chaira, what's his logic? That he's going to say, Chaira, he's going to say from Akna. That's out here. The Lach is, Yira, by the list of the verbs, the Taz that says that besides the verbs, only Mifanav, not Shalai Mifanav. Shalai Mifanav, you're allowed to besides the verbs. Mifanav, you can't besides the verbs. Yeah. Oh. So Meir L'Chayr is in standing also. Give it the ear also is only fun of the Shalai Bottom. The parent tells you to do it. To put in the code. So you look, listen, I'll hear it. You walk outside. Yeah. Then you walk outside. You take it off because it's Shalai Bottom. So there's no ear. That's why Mustafa and I was discussing. Mine is a Fedric Craig and I like that. Fedric is down over there, got a Kaddish. Like, listen to the parent. Say Kaddish after that. Craig says, he has decided to include Sam Liz and Altira. He says, and don't tell me that Taz is not for Shalai Bafana, but not Shalai Bafana. His parents is dead, Shalai Bafana. So maybe I'm included to say Kaddish Altira. Yeah? Says Rafager, the Taz is only talking about the Gabi Lysis Devarov. Yeah? So Lysis Devarov. Bifanov, if I have a dissenting opinion from my father, that's a lack of covenant. My father says A, I say B in front of him, that's a lack of covenant. So that, after Bifanov, Shalai Bifanov is okay, I'm not having an opinion. Shalai Bifanov. Right? Basakim Krager, that if we say that, stop listening to the father, listen to the father, Al Tziri, who listen to the father, yeah, so that says a Krager, even Shalai Bifanov. You have chid listen to the father. Years mechayim you listening to the father. Well, when it's a question of expressing an opinion, my father says this. I say this. You know, father says Trump's a good guy. I say Trump's an idiot. Yeah. So there, that's a lack of covenant. That's lack of yira. Yeah. But if you mechayim to listen to your father, if you mechayim to listen to your father, on yira to listen to him, what he says, so then it's not okay. He's not even to find him shleiv upon. So Meila Al Tzadi, the kids listen to his mother, Al Tzira, then if he walks out, he's Shleifon is Mechuyir. Your mother tells you to do this, you have to listen. So Chayra, he missed the Shuas of Craig. Anyway, Al Kapanim. What? Oh, I think I sent him a letter, actually. Maybe, I'm not sure. I sent him a few letters, I don't know. I never got an answer. Anyway. That's the Gabay. Yeah. Okay, now. So I want to get something at the end of my cotton. But before that, just a little bit just about standing up. Some interesting. End of page 5. Yeah? The Ocha, Shabbat, says, Chayim Adam Lamay Nei Adam. Yeah? There's a whole child of the son and father's rabbi, whatever. But, and that's like something that somehow like just got deleted. Yeah? Right? Who stands up for their father? Some of my kids do. One or two of my kids do stand up. But for the most part, people don't stand up. Don't stand up for their parents. The child is, what the child? So, first, this is a big discussion whether it's Dalai Lama, so even, like, that's the whole discussion. It's a good side to say not only Dalai Lama is like my Rebbe Muvok, Mechuyim Le'enav. It's also there's a Tzayim Le'enav. Al Gabanim, the Chayyadin says, yeah, that the standing of the father is like standing of a Rebbe Muvok, that even in Le'enav, as soon as you sing, you have to stand up, not just Dalai Lama. So, Al Gabanim, So why are we machmir? So Rav Sternberg writes that the parents of Michael built the mechila, which really that's a pashit. So then he wants to say that, like, maybe other rabbis, since, like, it's not a thing today, so if somebody stand up, it's, like, awkward, you know. So, like, they definitely don't want to stand up. No. I think your father would feel very mechubed. He walks in the room, he stood up. I don't think it would be awkward. But, so he said, then he has the whole thing that even if, you didn't want to say it's mechila. The mechila, it's a shadow wedding in Michael and Yerub, but you didn't want to say it's mechila. Yeah. But for carrot, it should be, you should train your kids. You know, the mother should train the kid that's son of the father, and the father's son of the mother. You know, you man your own covenant. But, like, because then, Adrab, it gives the kids more respect for the parents. You know that from day one, when they're young, they're standing up, then they'll have more respect when it comes to other things also. So he really, you know, he says, technically you could say it's mechila, but he really feels that it's something that should be done. Oh. Now, just one last nekuda, I'm talking about Chiddush L'Rabbi Kahn. So there's a sefer called B'Samim Reish. Now, B'Samim Reish came out and allegedly was from the Rosh. Yeah? Or mostly from the Rosh. True, was from the Rosh. And it was, there was a huge pulmus about it, a huge controversy about it, that this Ramat Chabanet came out, that it's a forgery, and it was a imam who came out fighting against it. Yeah? And, because he does say some funny things. Okay? There's a Chassam Sofer that says that Zayda. So first of all, in one place, Chassam Sofer refers to it, and instead of Kisvei Harosh, as Kisvei Harosh, the Zion, Rosh of Sheker. Kisvei Harosh. He changed the name from Mitzvah. Kisvei Harosh to Kisvei Harosh. Yeah? What's the difference? Kisvei is Ksav. Yeah, Ksav the Rosh. Kisvei is Sheker. The Sheker means it's not the Rosh. Yeah? And because in one place, he writes, some Rosh, in Simon Shimon, he writes that the Dinah of Mahabad Asmal Das, in Chevel Mahabad, they don't sit Shiva, etc. Yeah? Yeah? So he says, then Shavuot happens to be Shavuot Shimon Meir, I don't have this connection, you know, you're there. Says the Psalm Rosh, that's what guys tell, you know, Namas Lo Machayim. He's not interested in living, yeah? A guy that has a lot of tzars, this and that, and he commits suicide, then he said Shiva and everything. Right? So Chassam Sofer writes, Aldah, this day of Shuvah is a Rosh. This is what did it mean. This is what showed that Mayas is a bunch of baloney. And right, just recently I saw another interesting thing from the Sam Reish. Also a Pella. Yeah, he says there was a Maizah Shahaya. There was a girl that was engaged to marry someone. And there was some Eisver that set his eyes on her. Maybe she was engaged, whatever. And you know, he was a potential problem, and he was a tough guy, whatever, it would have been bad. So Shai was, you know, that she got married right away. So he said to get married in Tisha B'Av, I guess it was the guy, Lamish Atah, get married in Tisha B'Av to save her from this guy. Get married in Tisha B'Av, yeah, and the Shushvinin, and ten people that are invited are able to eat meat and no availus on Tisha B'Av. They can eat meat. They can eat meat, but not fast, and have meat by the Suda. Yeah? Mamal Ryan. It's a Pelotsum, yeah? Because it means now allegedly from the Ramah. From the Ramah. So I saw in the Sefer Chavetzel's Hasharoim, Chumash Eva, I'm going to say for, what? That guy, Mor Chalb, I don't know, from today, a brilliant guy, anyway. Chavetzel's Hasharoim, he brings it down, someone showed it to me, he brings it down, and he writes, oh, early quoted a Rosh, that quoted a Ramah, that says that Yom Rishon of of Shabbos Mei Mishnah is the Raisa. The Simcha of the Chosin, you know, Yom Rishon is the Raisa. So it's Lushtasai that Mel is Daich Tisha B'Av. But Lachar is Pel Atzim, because, okay, it's maybe the Chosin, yeah? The Chosin is the Raisa. But what about the Ten Kruim? Why they? They don't have the Raisa. You know, the Chid Raisa, the Mesamech, that you don't see that necessarily in Ramah. Chid Raisa is the Chosin. Hey, that's a Pel Atzim. You know, add that to the list of all the Tshuvas. And the Abnezer brings down, so I say the Piskei Halacha, brings down the Abnezer, a shocking Lashon. Yeah? He says that, he writes to the Sefer, this Baal Sefer, he writes, that recently Piskei Tshuva, that you brought down from the Besam Memraish. Yeah? He writes like this: Kol ishi yesh by rech udait enish hazeh roy loyim adaver halacha mishmoy. This guy can't write quote. B'chol ishi yesh by reach yerushimayim. You have a reach yerushimayim. L'yachzik seif b'samim roish v'la'ana. La'ana is being shtochen right there. B'samim roish v'la'ana is bad smelling b'sam. Anyway, b'sad beisoy. Yeah, it means now Marcha Benet. He says, "Yais me'masha hey because udaiti roy l'sarfai miyom kippish chalias b'shabbos." Yeah, the same b'sam roish you should burn it and kippish chalias b'shabbos. Akadeka. But ma'isa the stechemed the shema gedaylim brings down chidah. He ma'isa kveger brings down a number of places. Craig and Shulchan Aruch bring down some rice and doesn't have any reactions over there. And the Chidah brings down, and Shem Magdalen and other places, he brings down that the Maratzchias came to defend the some rice. And the Sechem brings down also, gives the whole poem. That line of the, it's funny, the Paras Yosef over here quotes it, and he says that the Avner was very sharp. He said he couldn't bring himself to quote the lashon of the Abnezer that you should burn the Shabbos Chag Yom Kippur. He just says the Abnezer says I can't tell you what he says, but I was very curious. So I tracked down this sefer with the help of Isaac Chachma, and that's what it said. I was like, wow. Anyway, Nachli Neinu, he says how to get to all this because the Parashas brings down Rabbi Kopp. So the Kopp is Chayiv. In Kibbut Aveh, right? For the Pella, right? Some rice says it comes Chayim Kibbut Aveh. But the rice, now go on, it's not Chinuch. Mechteisa comes by the Mitzvah. Mechteisa could give it an entry different. Right? Pella also. But Maisa, he bring down the Slev of Sarah Zamincha on the Chinuch, he writes that he also says that Ma'is Ibn Ezra, this week's parish also says that. Ibn Ezra says it. He says that on this passage, he says, Tam Mahasker Ha'aim Kaidim Ab, Ish Imai V'av Tiro. Right? So Chazal say, because by Kibbut it says the father first, by Yir it says the mother first, because the Derech is to be scared more of your father than your mother. So the Derech is stressing you have to be scared of your mother also. And by Kibbut it's the opposite. So, but the Ebenezer says, why is it saying the mother first? Yeah? He says, because he had cotton, and then umakir betchil came anyway. Right? The cotton, when he's a kid, when he's a cotton, he has more shaykhs to his mother than his father. Right? His mother, he's at home, his mother's at home, and he has much more connection with his mother than his father. Afrikan of it. Therefore, it says, ish imoy vav tiro, imoy first. Yeah? Machir Shabbos, Israel Mazaras of Shabbos Shemaru, he mitzvah al cotton lishmar as a Shabbos. So Ibn Ezra is saying, Ilchiv the cotton to the keep Shabbos and keep a name. So what's the Hezbacha? So the Sefer, Sayos HaMincha, he brings down his Bsam Raish, he's the mayor. Oh, then he wants to say, a shtickle pshatel, that the Gemara said, Heaven says, that 10 mitzvahs, Chai Yisrael, that was in Stava, B'morah. Before Kabbalah's Torah. One of them is Kibra Abayim. So he says, Harei Kidua, the Hail Gazed is also going to line me. He's Mechadish. That what? Based on the Tshuvas HaRosh. Yeah, the Rosh says that the sheer godless 13 years Loch Mesh Messina of Shiurim. I get the Gazayis Matzah. The sheer of 13 is also Nichlon in the parish of Shiurim. So Meili says, Ram says, a guy doesn't have Shiurim. So Meili says, at what age is a cotton guy chayim mitzvahs? Zayim mitzvah not, they get killed. He says when he's of an age where he has some understanding, whatever that age is going to be exactly. But I mean, if you have a cop that's very smart, that's understanding. But the whole thing, right? The shurim is Yud Gimel Shana, right, for a Jew. But by a guy, you don't have that. So Mary wants to say, so if Kibbutz Avim was given before Matan Torah, so then there was no shurim given then. The Shurim is Loch Moshe Messinai. Shurim were given Loch Moshe Messinai. So that means if we say that a guy does not have Shurim, therefore the age of godless is telling whether he's a Baal Seichel. So too, Rabbi Kibbutz Avayim, God Shabbos also, Rabbi Kibbutz Avayim, there, since it was given before Mantar, maybe it was given without Shurim. The male of given without Shurim, then a cotton could be chayim, kibbutz avayim is when he reaches that darga of some level of das. Maybe that could be pshat in the B'Sam Reish and Ibn Ezra. But Maizi himself says that depends on what does it mean that in Mora they got mitzvahs. Because the Ramban's Medayek and Rashi, that Rashi's mitzvahs asek behem, Rashi says. I mean, they weren't mechuyev yet. The man's mashma that the mitzvah was this asik behem, meaning it was like a chinuch, like largil mitzvahs. The Ramban says, yeah, al derech shalom rabbi mitzvah teira. Why is it largil mitzvahs? Ludas in mikabel ma'isim besimcha to leibav. It's like a trial run. Shmuel gave us a couple of mitzvahs to see how we're going to deal with it. And then, okay, it went well. Okay, so now we're going to hit you with the whole 613. Yeah, so. So if he's there, that will be mock, because they definitely were mechuyev. So Meila, when they become mechuyev in Har Sinai, then it was ready with the Shurim.